Fantastic.
Right now. We've had a lot of visitors from different places, like the Russian Embassy and the State Department and, you know, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and so forth. Delegation to Cuba to see what's being built. Jim, of course, would like to be back here, but he certainly is making the best of his time to try to help a struggling nation and to build a good image of the U.S. abroad.
Yeah, it's commendable, so, but then that's somewhat consistent with his philosophy of life.
Right, that's very true. I've been married to him 28 years, and I've never known him to think of anything but the oppressed, you know, and trying to build, make a better world for everybody.
Certainly.
But anyway, he wanted me to call and just give his very deepest regards to you and appreciation.
Is there a mailing address that I can mail, like, write to Johnny or Lee a letter down there?
Yes. It's Post Office Box 893.
893.
Georgetown.
That's one word?
Yes.
Guyana,
G-U-Y-A-N-A, South America. And Lee is very active in our school down there, and Johnny is, of course, he's doing a lot of public relations work in the country and doing a lot of directing of the whole project.
Certainly.
He's a very able person.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they'd love to hear from you.
That'd be great, because we really miss what we had a weekly breakfast, and either Johnny or Lee were there, and time to time people said, what happened? I was going to tell you that I trailed off. I did stop by the temple there, and I spoke to a gentleman whose name, as I stated, I couldn't remember, and I said, well, I gave him the background of rapport and the relationship we had, and myself and our Tappy and our office had with Johnny and Lee and Mike, and we were just wondering what had happened, something happened that maybe there's some dissatisfaction with some parts of the office or what have you, and he said no, there wasn't.
No.
He said there had been a change and people were in different positions and what have you, and some people probably weren't even aware that there was a rapport or established contact with the police department through the community relations unit.
Yeah, this is true. I think, you know, so much has happened to us within the last year, and it's been a difficult year.
Certainly.
Well, no,
yes,
and
yes.
We've had to do some shifting and so forth. But when is the breakfast? Do you?
Well, they're usually Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Right.
What time?
We'll try to have them at 8:00.
8:00. And
yes,
where?
At the Knights Cafe. If you know if there's going to be an individual there or who's going to be coming, because they can contact me and I can talk to them, because I had some numbers. Phone numbers here, which Johnny had given me to contact him or someone at the temple. Like it was 922-6418.
Yes,
that was the number. And then
yes, that's the number that you can. But we will. Let's see. I think Hugh Fortsom will be the one.
Was that now again?
Hugh Fortsom.
Fortsom.
Uh huh. He's been having the flu, but he's much better today. And are you having a breakfast tomorrow?
Yes, as far as I know, we usually have him.
Suppose I see how he is today, and I'll have him give you a call.
Please do.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Jones.
Uh-huh, and thank you so much.
Okay, then.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Is Mr. Dellums in?
Mr. Dellums?
Yes.
No, he's not. He's in Washington.
Oh, he is. This is Marceline Jones. I'm the wife of Jim Jones from People's Temple. I'm going to be in that area next week. Would it be possible for me to make an appointment to see him next Tuesday in Washington? through you?
No, you'd have to do it through the Washington office.
Could you give us that number?
Sure, it's area code 202.
202.
225.
225.
2661.
2661. All right, thank you so much.
Sure, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, is Joan Brand in?
Pardon?
Is Joan Brand in?
No, this is Mrs. Johnson.
This is the wrong number then?
Oh, this is 878-4478.
And Joan Brand does not live there?
I don't know. What's your last name?
Brand. B-R-A-N-N.
Oh, B-A-R-N-T, Brand?
No, Brand. B-R-A-N-N.
No, I wouldn't know, I'm sure. This is a retirement home.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, this is Marceline Jones.
Okay, this is Secretary's conference.
Mr. Ganay is the secretary.
Hello?
Hi, Marceline Jones?
Yes.
Yes, this is Socorro Robinson, Bob Ganay's secretary, and I gave him the message, and he'll love to call you Wednesday.
That'll be fine.
Okay, because his mother's in town,
okay.
And he's been taking her around, so he won't be in
right.
Today or tonight, but he did get the message, and he said he'd love to speak with you, and he'll call you on Wednesday.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Is Robert Winslow in?
Mr. Winslow's office.
Is Mr. Winslow in?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Marceline Jones, Jim Jones's wife.
Can you hold on a moment?
Yes, thank you.
Hello,
Bob.
Hi.
Hi, this is Marcy.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I've been gone for about a month, and as soon as I got back, Jim wanted me to call you.
You're down in Canada?
Yeah. And things are going so well there, but he wanted me to thank you for everything that you've done and for your support and give you his best regards.
He doesn't have to do that.
Well, I know, but he wants to. He's deeply appreciative. It's been a rough year, you know.
Yeah.
But things are really going well down there. He's built quite a community. And the State Department has been there, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and they're really impressed with what we've done in the way of health care and education and so forth.
Is the flag letting up any up in San Francisco?
Well, the main worry now is the Tim Stone situation, you know, with John.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to make any contact with Freitas or anything, or have you gotten any?
I wrote a letter to him, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know him, so I wouldn't really expect a response.
But generally, things are a little better here, and things are really great in Guyana, so things are looking up, and Jim wanted me to call you and give my best to you. How are you doing?
Oh, life has been hectic. We've been suing the savings and loan industries over some of their outrageous lending practices.
Yes.
And we just settled a big case with Home Savings. I'm in trial right now with Coast Federal Savings.
Well, just take care of yourself. You know, your health is important, too. Are you well physically?
Oh, yeah, fine. Good shape.
And how's the family?
Everybody's fine. Betty's up in Mendocino County. She had an aunt who passed away yesterday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So she went up there yesterday.
But she's doing well.
But
and
she's
her children
fine.
Are doing
yeah,
well.
Right.
That's fine. Will you give her my best?
I certainly will.
And Jim will never forget, you know, a friend.
Are you on your way back soon, or?
Well, I don't know just when, but I hope to get back there because naturally I miss our family and children.
Yeah.
If you ever need a place to get away to rest, why,
sounds like it might be interesting.
You're very welcome, you know, anytime.
Well, we might just do that.
Okay, all right. And we both wish you the very, very best.
Well, I hope everything works out for you and that things finally calm down up in San Francisco.
Well, it's...
What are you concerned with? Is anything specific happening now? Or?
No, not really. You know,
it's just the fear that there might be.
Yeah, you know, after you've been in the limelight, I use that word. You know, you get kind of battle worn and so forth.
Is Tim in San Francisco now?
We haven't seen him. We don't know
whether
he is. He's supposed to be here.
But the problem is connection with the child custody you're going on down in Guyana.
Right, yes. And he was there, left there, and, you know, we don't know whether he'll be back. So, well, anyway, these things are difficult to go through, but they make you strong.
Yeah, they don't kill you in the process.
That's right. You just have to be willing to die for what you believe in, I guess.
Yeah, right.
And I guess there's not much point in living if you're not willing.
No, what the hell? That makes life interesting.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You take care now.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Is Mr. Roberts in?
Mr. Roberts. Who's calling, please?
This is Marceline Jones from People's Temple. Could you just leave a message for him to call me at his
Marceline
Jones.
Jones. How do you spell Marceline?
M-A-R-C-E-L-I-N-E. It's Jim Jones' wife.
Okay.
And it's 922-9597.
922? Mm-hmm. 9597.
Yes.
Okay, 922-9597, and to call you right back.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Is Mr. Jenkins in?
No, he isn't. I'm taking this.
Yes, would you ask, this is Marceline Jones, Jim Jones' wife. Would you ask him to call me at 922-9597?
9597?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jones.
Yes. Thank you.
John Burton's office.
Hello, this is Marceline Jones
uh-huh.
From People's Temple, and Dr. Goodlett had called me this morning and said that Mr. Burton might be able to see us this Saturday, and I wanted to leave my number here for him to call.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Marceline Jones, and Dr. Bidlovitz said I should leave my number with you for you to call.
It would be this weekend or the next weekend. It is not definite this weekend. Did Dr. Goodler tell you that?
Yes, he did tell me that.
What is the number?
It's 922-9597. Is Mr. Burton going to be in Washington during the week?
Yeah, he'll be there during the week, yeah.
Okay. So maybe...
He's only coming in late Friday and leaving Saturday night.
Yes. So, all right. Thank you. We're thinking maybe of being in Washington during the week, so maybe we can see him there Tuesday.
And should I tell him that if he can't make it this week, you will see him...
Tuesday? Yes. We'll make a trip there to see him.
All right. How many are going?
There'll be four of us.
If you can't... Let me put this down. Three people. We'll be in D.C. Tuesday?
Yes, we'll make a trip.
About what time?
Well, we will be in the morning, but when it's convenient for you.
All right, I'll put some time in a.m. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Project down there, quite a help system and school system and that government and the people from, the State Department down there, from our State Department, very impressed with it. But if it hadn't been for people like you that, gave encouragement, it would have been a lot harder. He wanted me to call and just thank you.
I appreciate it.
So pass the word on to your wife.
Okay, did the Social Security check start rolling again?
Yes.
Oh, that's
good. Yes. Everything is, we got an official apology, so thank you for that, for helping us with that. So things are beginning to look up.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, and thank you so much, Mr. Hill.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Marceline Jones from People's Temple.
And how are you?
I'm doing very well, and I just got back, and Jim again wanted me to call and give you his love and support and appreciation for everything you've done.
Oh, gosh, I haven't done anything. I sure do miss him, though.
Well, he misses being here with all you beautiful people, you know, that believe in the same things. But he's getting a lot done down there, and
I can imagine.
It's really an impressive place. I am so impressed when I go with what's happening in the area of health and education. And the government officials there are very well impressed. And, people from the State Department and everybody are impressed with what's happening. There's really worldwide recognition of what's happening there.
Yeah.
So I was telling him that you by chance ran into someone in China that had been there, a minister from New York.
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen to find out what his name was, did you?
God, I have it at home.
Yeah, well.
Maybe I can call you and give it to you.
Okay, if
He's
you could.
From Buffalo, New York.
It would be very interesting. I thought Jim was just fascinated by that. You know, it's really a small world. Well, I don't want to hold you any longer because I know you're very, very busy.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear. I saw you on the other night. I saw a people from the temple at the peace meeting reception on California Street. It was nice to see.
Well, anything we can ever do to help you, right?
Oh, thank
just
you very much.
Please know we're still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
Good deal.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.